From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Islamic State militants kidnapped at least 90 people from Assyrian Christian villages during raids in northeastern Syria, activists said Tuesday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the militants abducted people after seizing Tal Shiamirum and other Assyrian villages in Osaka province. The kidnappings follow clashes in the area Monday between Kurdish fighters and the Islamic State group. The Kurds launched an offensive in the region near the Iraqi border on Sunday, with support from the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against the militants. The U.S. military said 11 airstrikes Sunday in Hasaka hit Islamic State tactical units, vehicles, and a militant bunker. Rebels in war-torn eastern Ukraine say they have begun pulling back heavy weapons from the front lines as required by an internationally brokered ceasefire. Top rebel commander Edward Basurin said the withdrawal began at 9 o'clock local time Tuesday. The move could not be independently confirmed. Ukrainian military officials have not responded but have insisted they will not pull weapons off the front lines as long as the fighting continues. Kiev said rebel attacks persisted Tuesday near the port city of Mariupol and near Debaltseve, which the Russian-backed separatists captured last week. The violence has led to doubts about whether the ceasefire, which was supposed to begin February 15th, can end the conflict. The fighting has killed more than 5,600 people in the last 10 months. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is expected to brief the UN Security Council later Tuesday. This is VOA News. An explosion at a bus station in a northeastern Nigerian town has killed at least 17 people in the second attack to hit the area this week. Witnesses say dozens more were wounded Tuesday morning's blast, which struck a bus. Authorities say it is not clear whether the bomber was wearing the explosives or had them hidden in luggage. On Sunday, a young girl there set off explosives at a market, killing herself and five others. Witnesses described the girl as being no more than 8 years old. There was no claim of responsibility for either blast, but they both wore the hallmarks of militant group Boko Haram. Eurozone finance ministers approved a four-month extension of debt-ridden Greece's $270 billion bailout Tuesday after Athens pledged to carry out more financial reforms. National parliaments in Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc must still give their approval with a key vote Friday in Germany. But with the finance chiefs giving their approval, Greece appears headed towards solving its immediate financial crisis, with its current bailout expiring Saturday. Another political dispute is threatening to shut down part of the U.S. government, this time over funding President Barack Obama's immigration policies and the Homeland Security Agency. Money for the agency runs out Friday. Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they want to approve $40 billion in new funding for Homeland Security. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would split the budget legislation and call for a separate vote on Mr. Obama's immigration policy changes. But it is still not clear how to fund the Homeland Security Agency. Officials in southern Afghanistan say gunmen have abducted 30 men who are members of the country's Hazara Shiite Muslim minority group. No one has claimed responsibility for the late Monday abduction, which officials say began when the gunmen stopped two buses on a major road in Zabul province, took the men, left behind the women and children. Afghan police say an investigation is underway to find out who is responsible for the abduction. Task Force for Football's governing body said Tuesday that the 2022 World Cup tournament in Qatar should run from late November to late December. The FIFA committee called that period the most viable in order to not interfere with other global events and to escape the heat the host country experiences. Emojis, those little smiley faces and other symbols adding emotion and flair to the world's text messages, are about to get more diverse. Tech giant Apple is set to release a new set of the animated icons in varying skin tones. It's all part of Apple's next software update. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.